might take one on the chin. You're hindering your coach, you don't know how long I've been watching the light and dim. Starved of oxygen, so give me your hand and let's jump out the
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour. My name is Michael. This is my show, Symposia. Hope you are all having a lovely day and a lovely night. Welcome back. It's been a week. The past couple weeks have been special themed shows, and that's why I started tonight with Australia by the Shins. Tonight's continents. Just kidding. Tonight's just a regular show. Back to basics. Just open up with that one because it's a great song that I like. But I am excited for tonight's show. It is back to basics, so just regular stuff that I enjoy that I hope you'll find interesting too. So we got some new stuff. We got some old stuff. Coming up first in this next set is an oldie but goldie, coming off of actually their compilation album, ABBA Gold. Here is an ABBA song, one of my favorites from them. Here is Lay All Your Love on Me. Please enjoy.
Thank you. But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. But you know that when the truth is told, that you can what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight, tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you could see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right, you're right. You got your passion, satisfied. Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. It's alright, you can't afford to lose a day or two. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
Sound the same.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio. Welcome, my name is Michael. This is my show, Symposia. Hope you guys have been enjoying the music so far. Those songs were Lay All Your Love on Me by ABBA, Dire Maker by Led Zeppelin, Vienna by Billy Joel, and Deja Vu by Olivia Rodrigo. As I mentioned before, we got a good mix of old and new. And actually, it was kind of funny when I was putting together the set list for tonight, because I was doing those special shows for the past 2 weeks, I kind of had just been collecting a bunch of songs that I had been wanting to play on the show, but didn't really fit with the things that I was playing over the past 2 weeks. And so I just put in some Billy Joel, I'd put in some other stuff. And then I think it was last week, Olivia Rodrigo came out with her Tiny Desk, NPR Tiny Desk concert. And I watched it and it was very good. I was reminded of how much I enjoy her music. And so I put in a few of those and I narrowed it down to Deja Vu because I thought it was quite funny that while I was independently wanting to put in both of these artists and in Deja Vu, she makes a lot of references to Billy Joel. So I thought it'd be quite nice and thematic to an extent to put them next to each other. But Vienna is, of course, a family favorite of ours. My sister knows how to play it on the piano and that's always fun to play with her. Olivia Rodrigo is just a great artist that I enjoy. As I mentioned, I was watching her concert on YouTube with the Tiny Desk, but I was scrolling through my photos to try to find the screenshot that I have because Spotify notified me over the summer in August when Driver's License hit 1 billion streams. I was in the first 10% of listeners, and according to Spotify, bragging rights equals earned, which, well put, Spotify. In any case, we got a lot more great music coming up. Some nice tributes in this next little section here to some artists that I'll talk about it at the end of the next set. But first, before we get into those ones, we'll be having just a song I like by Snail Mail. So here's Stick. Enjoy.
You dream about the people. See those faces again and again. What holy thing has come to possess you? Or does it all just blend?
Why? is on the run and your dad is here. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Before you go to sleep, say a little.
Taking me dim shit. of nested towers, the hour was strike the street, quicksilver moon. Carriage across the fog, to step to lamplight cellar tune. The laughs come hard in auld lang syne. The glass was raised to fire and rose the fullness of the wine, the dim last toasting. While at port adieu. A choke of grief, heart hardened I, beyond belief, a broken man, too tough to cry. Surf's up, board a tidal wave. Come about hard and join the young and often spring you gave. I heard the word, wonderful thing, a children's song.
Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Welcome back, everyone. My name is Michael. This is Symposia. The songs that we just heard there were, as I said, mentioned before, Stick by Snail Mail. Then we had Beautiful Boy, Darling Boy by John Lennon, Surf's Up by the Beach Boys, and Touch Me by The Doors. And I have probably too much to say about all of this, so I will try to keep it brief as I can. But essentially, I put in two of those in particular, but December is always kind of a weird month for me in some ways, just because there's always these dates in December that always kind of stick out to me. And last week was two of them. That is December 7th and December 8th. December 7th is the date which will live in infamy. December 7th, 1941. The United States was bombed by Japan at Pearl Harbor. This is the 80th anniversary of that attack. And then the following day on December 8th, Franklin Delano Roosevelt delivered his famous speech to Congress in which he called it the day which will live in infamy. Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. And that same day, the United States declared war on Japan. And as a history buff, that always sticks out to me. But December 8th is also interesting to me personally because it's, one, the day that John Lennon was killed, and it is also Jim Morrison's birthday. So it's a little bit of a bittersweet day for me. I mentioned, I think it was 2 weeks ago, how much the Beatles meant to me when I was growing up. They were one of the first artists that I really felt that I connected with. I really just fell into love with music through them. And so learning about the passing of John Lennon, right when I was also trying to learn about this great, wonderful band, it always stuck with me when I was younger. And then learning about Jim Morrison's birthday came a little bit later, but the Doors have always meant a lot to me as well. My dad loved the Doors. He would play them when I was young, and I remember when he bought a Best of the Doors album on iTunes, and I downloaded it, and I would listen to it a lot. And I just have a lot of very fond memories sitting in the car listening to my dad belt out Jim Morrison lyrics. So it's always felt a little bit bittersweet, a birth and a death. And a declaration of war. But Jim Morrison, even in and of himself, I mean, he's a bit of a bittersweet character because you can't talk about Jim Morrison without mentioning the 27 Club. Both of these artists died quite young, but of course, Jim Morrison, slightly more infamously, I would think, only because he's now part of this club, the 27 Club. For those of you who don't know, there's a strange collection of artists who all happen to have died at 27. Jim Morrison's one of them. So yeah, playing those songs in tribute to them, as I have often done in years past on my show. In any case, though, we do have a lot more to play for you. So I'm going to move right along into the next set. And I did want to give a little bit of an introduction to this next one. That is, I'm starting off the next bit here with an artist that I've played a lot on the show. This semester, I've really, really come to enjoy this artist. This is Rit Momney. And Spotify Wrapped came out earlier in the month, and I wasn't able to talk about it or play any of the things from my stuff, only because like I was doing all the themed things. But I did want to give the special highlight to Rit Momney. I really got in there right at the last second. Spotify Wrapped always cuts off at like, October and November. It's earlier than you expect it to, and that's right about when I really started getting into Rit Momney. And then I actually I have the screenshot from all the statistics that they gave us. Apparently I spent a total of 1500 minutes listening to Rit Momney, which again was only very recently. He was my top artist, I don't think I explicitly said that, but you probably put together, and I was actually in the top 0.01% of his listeners this year. which is kind of crazy considering the fact that I didn't think it was going to be up that high on my list. But he shot up to number one very quickly. And so I wanted to give a special nod to him, his music. So I have actually one of his, I think it's his first release, the single Young Adults, which I got into within the last week or two. And I want to play for all of you. So anyway, I've been talking a lot. Thank you all for listening. listening to me drone on. We'll get back into the music now. Here's Rip Momney. Please enjoy.
Jump down the well. Found just your shell. You'll find yourself. I'll fix myself. But if your sentences are short, or you have to clear your throat, let the devil through the door. Call yourself a young adult. Seems like all the ones you lost were the ones you asked to stay. Best to pick apart your thoughts before they do to you the same.
Walk past the truth.
Tripping up, you'll see soon the ground's kind of soft. And there is always something to do till you blow it off. Pretty are the simple few, the simple few, the simple few, few, few. Pretty are the simple few,
pretty are the simple few,
simple few, few, few.
Pretty are the simple.
Tripping up your sleep.
I'm a scrawny motherfucker with a cool hairstyle.
Through.
Welcome back, everyone. You just heard Young Adult by Rip Momney, who I mentioned before was my number one artist for the year. Then we had Scrawny by Wallows, and Wallows actually was my number two. They would have been number one if Rip Momney didn't make the cut right at the last minute there. And then we had 6 Weeks by Beach Bunny, who was not in my top five this year, but I do believe has been in my top five for several years now. But in any case, we have reached the end of the program. Thank you all for listening to my show for the past hour or less or more, depending on how long you've had the radio open for. But it's been an absolute delight being here in the studio. Tonight's actually the second to last episode or show, I guess, of the semester. Next week will be my last time in the studio for the fall. I'll be returning in the spring, of course. But for now, it'll just be next week. So if you like what you heard tonight or you just enjoy the show, come back next week. I'll be here. I think that's about everything. Thank you all for listening. My name is Michael. This is my show Symposia. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. As always, we got one more song to close us out for the night, because, you know, I want you back. So here's the Jackson 5. Please enjoy.
Touching down like a